This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Here.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of February 27, 2017?
Motion to approve the minutes of February 27, 2018.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Hearing none, introduction of... Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Ordinance 17-070 will remain on the table, and at the appropriate time, which will be just prior to presentations, I'll be making a motion to go out of order to consider resolution 18-048.
Thank you. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Ordinance 17-095 and 17-096 will remain tabled. And just to advise council that we have reached out to the applicant, and the applicant is in agreement with having this remain on the table for further discussions.
Thank you. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. At the appropriate time, I will be withdrawing 18-015.
Introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 18016, to provide for the installation of traditional streetlights in the Woodcross Estate subdivision located in Christiana 100 and for a light pax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 18017, amend the grants budget, appropriate federal grant award of $224,012 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Federal Fiscal Year 2016 Homeland Security Grant Program. Ordinance 18018, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 6, Exemption from Real Property Taxation, to waive durational residency requirements for disability property tax exemption applicants who have sustained a service-connected total and permanent disability. Ordinance 18019, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 12, Drainage, Article 6, Stormwater Management Facility and Water Course Maintenance, regarding general stormwater management facility maintenance.
Thank you. May I please have the reports from any committees of council, starting with Special Services Land Use Committee, Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. On March 6, 2:30, the Land Use Committee slash Special Services had a meeting upstairs. We discussed the two applications under Councilman Bell that he just announced that he will be tabling tonight. Councilwoman Diller had a renaming. I also had a role change on there that we discussed upstairs. We had an updated discussion, Special Services, four in Newark, Port Penn, Middletown, and also there was a presentation on land use regarding the future of farmland preservation, I think.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Smiley?
Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Today, 1:30, the Administrative Finance Committee meeting met, and on the agenda we had a resolution with an accompanying ordinance to allocate funds from our technology fee accounts to do a information system expansion capital project to benefit the EMS system in the county. We also have a series of resolutions which we are sending to the members of General Assembly to amend Delaware Code to allow us, the Newcastle County government, to put a cap on the first-time home buyer tax exemption to be able to have enabling legislation for a combination of lodging tax for hotel and motel stays here in the county. There is a ordinance that's going to be withdrawn tonight by Council Member Kilpatrick. Under other, we had a discussion reaffirming our position as a council, which we're going to hopefully enact to a resolution for the supporting House Bill 239 as amended, which speaks to the succession of the county executive. And that's going to be, I think, was read into the record. Under our grant request, we had five grant requests approved for members of council for great causes throughout the county, and received comments from the executive branch, and adjourned the meeting.
Thank you. Public Safety Committee, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. We discussed one resolution, number 18-047, sponsored by Councilman Street and myself, and this is in concert with our administration, who is, along with Council, requesting the Delaware General Assembly to restore the paramedic reimbursement rate for the state-mandated county paramedic service to 50%, and that's to help with the increased demand for the emergency services, emergency medical services in Newcastle County. We discussed ordinance number 18-017, which will be voted upon at our next meeting on March 27th, and that one was to amend the grants budget to receive $224,012 from the United States Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA. And that would be under the Department of Public Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Federal Fiscal Year Homeland Security Grant Program. We had an excellent presentation from Chief Miller on the announcement and unveiling of Text 911, and quite a lot of real good dialogue and interaction on that new program. We also had an update on the paramedic program, both the staffing, training, and operations of the paramedics by Chief Tan. And once again, that was an excellent presentation. Thank you, Manager.
Thank you. Next, the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 18040, honoring the life and legacy of Larry Goodwin, Sr. Resolution 18041, reappointing Richard H. Griffiths, Jr. to the Newcastle County Board of Assessment Review.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Dover?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Presentations? Mr. Smiley?
A motion to go out of order for purposes of considering resolution 18-048.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion is passed.
Yes, I would request that resolution number 18-048 be read by title only and to the council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18048. Newcastle County Council requests the Delaware General Assembly support HB 239 as amended by House Amendment Number 1 to House Amendment Number 1 to House Bill Number 239.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I'd like to say as per title, but I think I need to go into this a little bit, just for the recorded record, in case anyone wants to review it. This resolution is sending a message to the state legislature that Newcastle County Council supports House Bill 239 with the two amendments. What this does is it provides for the successorship should there become a vacancy in the county executive position for Newcastle County during the term of office. Okay, should there be a vacancy, the governor would appoint someone to serve at that time, depending on how close it is to the general election, and all that is outlined in the bill. The office would either be filled by general election or a special election. In everyone's mail slot, I placed a copy of resolution number 18-048, a copy of House Bill 239, a copy of Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 239, and a copy of House Amendment Number 1 to House Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 239 yesterday. So everyone has everything that is relevant to this resolution. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments?
Just one more footnote, if I may. When we voted on this in the executive committee on a non-written form, just to reiterate what took place, the vote came out. It was 10 yes, 1 not voting, and 2 absent. Thank you.
Thank you again. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18-048.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Negle?
Not voting.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Shadding?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 1 no, and 1 not voting.
R18-048 is passed. Moving on to ordinances. 018-014.
Point of order, Madam President.
Motion to return to regular order of business.
Second.
Second, yeah.
Which would be presentation.
Point of order, Madam President. Yes. Can you call for the vote on the motion in the second to return to regular form of order?
I make a motion to return to...
No, the motion's already been made. Just call for the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is passed. Back to presentations. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation? Seeing none, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up at the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the particular resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. R18042, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like Resolution 18-042 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18042, amend the FY 2018 capital program, appropriate $100,000 from the Newcastle County Technology Fee account, $91,939.36 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee account, and $25,000 from the Clerk of the Peace Technology Fee account, totaling $216,939.36 to the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 capital project.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. This resolution, if adopted, will amend the FY 2018 capital program. It will appropriate $216,939.36. Mentioned in the title of the resolution from the different technology fee accounts, from the Court of Deeds, Clerk of Peace technology fee account, and the other Newcastle County technology fee account. This funding is used to assist the Department of Public Safety Division of Emergency Medical Services through the technology upgrade regarding our computer technology, the new hardware will position EMS to complete the much-needed upgrades and enhance technological initiatives. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18042.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18042 is passed. Next, R18043, Ms. Diller?
Yes, thank you. I ask that R18-043 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18043, to rename the non-residential subdivision recorded as Cerny Industrial Park, tax parcel 09-022.00-018, an industrial park located on the north side of Ogletown Road, approximately 1,500 feet south of Route 273, to GFP Business Park, Council District 5.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, this is a standard renaming. All issues have been dealt with, and we discussed this in land use last week.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18043.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18043 is passed. Next, R18044, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read Resolution 18-044 by title only and present to Council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18044, to amend Rule 5.4 of Newcastle County Council Rules of Procedure regarding timing of legislation or matter to be considered at a committee meeting.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. We discussed this upstairs and had a presentation by Council to Council, so per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18044.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18044 is passed. Next, R18045, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Like Resolution 18-045, read by title only and be placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18045, urging the Delaware General Assembly to amend the Delaware Code to provide Newcastle County with authority to establish a purchase price cap to qualify for the first-time homebuyer tax exemption.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. We tonight are going to have a series of these resolutions that will help Newcastle County enhance its revenue and diversify its revenue. This resolution is addressing the first-time homebuyer tax exemption, and if we pass this resolution, we are going to request that the General Assembly amend the Delaware Code to provide Newcastle County with authority to establish a purchase price cap on the first-time homebuyer tax exemption. I think financial data will prove that this tax exemption should be more targeted to benefit true first-time homebuyers, young families trying to get established in Newcastle County, purchasing modestly priced homes, people who are in high-income strata buying expensive homes, 500,000 plus, really don't fall into that kind of category. We want to have this exemption be targeted to help those who need it the most. And this will help enhance our revenue to deliver the critical services that we give our residents throughout the county. This resolution and the others are in response to request from members of the General Assembly that council go on the record in requesting these changes to and amendments to the Delaware Code. Thank you.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Yes. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to add to what Councilman Cartier had to say as the sponsor of the first-time home buyer program. It was not the intent, my intent of the, or the intent of this legislative body to provide for exemptions for folk who are able to purchase homes for $500,000 to $600,000, but that is the case that we find ourselves in now. And I think that this is a timely thing that the General Assembly would just basically give the county council the ability to adjust this to what we our original intent was. This is a broader part of an affordable housing strategy for Newcastle County government. The fact of the matter is part of the money that's used for the down payment settlement help is $150,000 from a local bank that I appealed to personally to ask them to assist in this program when we first got this program created. There's no way that the bank who provided $150,000 to Newcastle County to support this program realized or thought even that our intent was to provide homeownership opportunities for those people who can afford houses that are upward of $500,000. So I think this brings us right in line with what other jurisdictions have done across this country, and we need to correct this.
Thank you. Does anyone else from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. It looks like we have some speakers here. Please come up, state your name for the record. Mr. Smiley.
I appreciate your comments, but I'm going to share a little true life story with you. My daughter was engaged to be married when she bought her first home. I was involved in that, of course, me and parent. And the realtor advised her not to have her fiance on the purchase, so then it would be purchased in her name, and then after they got married and they were going to move to the next one, because her name would be different, they could then put it under his name and get the first-time home buyer money again. So all the realtors aren't as honest as you're portraying, and I'm sure, like every other industry, you have good and you have bad in both. So I just share that with you as a real life.
I can.
What
I will ask you assessment, that cash was came to your daughter so that she could get out on the right foot in her home and be comfortable and not be owned by her home the second she moved into it?
Not particularly, because I made sure she had her own savings in order to purchase it, so she could have taken care of it.
I would say you're a great
mother. Well, that's one of you.
Is there any other questions or comments from members of council for the speaker? Thank you. Will the next speaker please come up and state your name for the record?
Thank you, Madam President. My name is Eric Bronski. I come here to speak for the Delaware Association of Realtors. And may I also say that I speak for first-time home buyers throughout the state of Delaware and over 3,000 realtors. I think right here in Newcastle County, we're approaching 3,000 realtors, and I live in Council McCarty's district. I'll read my brief comments. Delaware's first-time home buyer program was written into House Bill 727 during the 135th General Assembly in 1990. The bill authorized each county government to impose and collect on the transfer of real property so long as that tax did not exceed 1%. Since that time, each county has been granted an additional House Bill 727 also included a provision that the county governments shall, by ordinance, exempt first-time home buyers from a realty transfer tax. According to the National Association of Realtors, prospective first-time home buyers must navigate some daunting obstacles on their path to home ownership, including higher rents, higher home prices, tight inventory conditions, and in many cases, huge student debts. One of the biggest obstacles to first-time home buyers is simply getting the cash to come to the settlement table. The realty transfer tax cannot be rolled into a mortgage. It must be paid at the settlement table. The obstacles are a primary reason why only 34% of all transactions in the nation last year involved first-time home buyers. According to the National Association of Realtors, that's the lowest number recorded since the survey debuted in 1981. In Delaware, the percentage of first-time home buyers in fiscal 2017 was around 23%. That was prior to the General Assembly raising the transfer tax an additional 30%. So what we're really saying is that across the state, we are roughly 30% behind what the national figures are for first-time home buyers. The Delaware Association of Realtors believes that putting a cap on the amount that can be paid for a home to qualify for first-time home buyers program exemption will further prevent first-time home buyers in Delaware from achieving the American dream of home ownership. The Delaware Association of Realtors, representing more than 4,000 realtors across the state, many in Newcastle County, stands with the Newcastle County Board of Realtors in opposition of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Is there any other speakers? Thank you. I will close the floor to the public. Are there any other comments? Yes, Mr. Hollins.
I just want to add that this is a first step. Obviously, it has to get to the General Assembly and come back to allow council the authorization to do this. The fact of the matter is that caps in government is nothing unusual whatsoever. Every program that we have, especially federal programs, there is a cap. There's a cap for seniors in terms of earning. There's a cap for those with disabilities. There are caps for Section 8. There are caps. The idea of the caps is not to allow those who can afford to take it to be on their own to take advantage of those who cannot. The whole idea of the first-time home buyer program was not to enrich realtors. It was to give an opportunity to first-time home buyers in Newcastle County Council. It's not unusual for those in the realtor community to come forward to oppose a common sense piece of legislation. The same thing happened the times before when this county government has gone down to Dover to ask for enabling legislation. So It's a misuse. It is abuse. It was never intended, as the author of this legislation myself, to provide for an opportunity for those people that are making enough money to afford $5, $6, $7, $8, even $1 million home, to grant it a subsidy from the government. That is not the intent. It never has been, and I don't think it should be. We need to correct it. Every other program that we have to assist people are people that are needy, not greedy.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Yes, Mr. Cartier.
With all due respect to our esteemed witnesses here from the realty industry, and they're great folks, and everybody, I think, in this council supports home buyers, first-time home buyers. I think we define it differently. Two points of fact. Newcastle County government does not set the amount of the transfer tax. That is set by the General Assembly of the State of Delaware. Number two, the State of Delaware has never exempted itself from collection of its portion of the tax. They impose that on the counties to do that. Point three, municipalities in the state, some of them don't grant any exemptions on first-time home buyers. So I think we need to have a dialogue about the facts, what we're trying to achieve with this resolution, and it's simply asking for enabling legislation, and the General Assembly will do what it will.
Yeah, I want to make a brief statement. I don't see this as an abuse, and I know Mr. Cartier had said, and I'm paraphrasing, that we don't need this legislation. Then why are we focused on this? I mean, I really think that we want every first-time home buyer coming and buying in Delaware. We don't want to discourage anybody. And what we're already seeing is people buying over the state line, you know, for the school systems. And so I really think that, you know, we need to do everything we can and not put any impediment to someone buying in the state. And I do not see a flood of wealthy first-time home buyers coming in the state. You know, but I do want to see them living in the state and spending their dollars in the state. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Street.
I was going to stay out of what you started. You're correct in terms of folks moving out of the state and going to other school systems. Well, the answer to that is fix our school system.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18045. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Lehr?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagle?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Wow.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes, twice. One for Mr. Holland.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Lutz?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent. R18045 is passed. R18046, Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Resolution 18-046, read by title only, to be placed before council for its consideration.
Okay. Resolution 18046, urging the Delaware General Assembly to amend the Delaware Code to permit Newcastle County the same authority as the City of Wilmington to implement an accommodation tax for hotel, motel, and tourist home stays to defray a small portion of the cost of providing county services to our visitors. Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Once again, this resolution, which we will convey to the, if it passes, we will convey it to the General Assembly, is requesting enabling legislation from the General Assembly to allow Newcastle County to have an accommodation tax for hotel, motel, and tourist home stays in the county. Speaks about legislation that the City of Wilmington enjoys, and it's situation where it allows us, if we get this enabling legislation, diversify our revenue to fund the services, the important services we deliver to the residents of Newcastle County.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
This has been a long-standing issue for the leaders of New Castle County government to be able to have a lodging tax. And I just want to point out that the state government gets a lodging tax. The city of Wilmington gets a lodging tax. New Castle County doesn't have that ability, that same ability. And I think having a perspective of assisting the city of Wilmington, it would be great to level the playing field so that the accommodations and lodgings in the city of Wilmington are not at a cost disadvantage vis-a-vis same accommodations, lodging in the county. So it speaks to that side of the issue as well, and I hope reason prevails with the General Assembly regarding our request for enabling legislation for a lodging tax.
Are there any other questions or comments from member of council? I'll just add one comment. I won't be voting for a new tax. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem, and that's what we need to be addressing. Next, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Lisa, please come up, sign in, and state your name for the record.
Good evening, Madam President, members of council. I'm Joe Fitzgerald. I'm here tonight on behalf of the Delaware Hotel Lodging Association. We are respectfully here to oppose this legislation, or this resolution. We are already in a highly competitive market in terms of lodging. And anything that would tend to increase the cost of a per night stay is something that we would oppose. Additionally, what this contemplates doesn't really address the issue of Airbnb. I know the word tourist home might lead you to believe that it addresses Airbnb, but the law in the books in Wilmington, state law, none of it covers these Airbnb-type businesses. So in essence, you'll have folks who buy several units, perhaps a whole building full of units, and rent them out. So what in essence they're running is an unregulated hotel or motel. So there's a lot more work that needs to be done around issues of collecting tax revenue from short-term stays, number one. Number two, again, respectfully submitted, we can't support this legislation, or rather this ordinance, or any legislation that might stem from this suggestion at this time.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions? Yes, Mr. Powers.
It's not with you, Joe. I just have to say, and I have never really rent a room in Delaware, but I rent a lot of rooms throughout the country, and I've paid a lot of county tax.
Yeah.
Everywhere I've gone. So maybe I ought to work on those counties, you know.
Thank you. Are there any, yes, Mr. Bell.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. When I look at saying that this is a tax, this isn't a tax that's being levied upon the citizens of New Castle County. I agree with Bill, with Councilman Powers. I've traveled all over the country and with public safety, with my family, and I don't think there's too many places that you don't pay several taxes, okay, on renting a hotel room accommodations. You find that in the tourist industry when you go to conferences. And, you know, we keep talking about areas where we can generate revenue. This is one of them. This is one of them that has already been collected by the state and the city, but not the county. I think it's time we say, let us begin and start looking for various revenue sources. I don't really think that the majority of people that come and rent a hotel room or come to a conference is going to blink an eye when they're charged these type of taxes anywhere they go in this country.
Are there any, would you like to respond, sir?
No,
just okay.
There's no response.
Well, thank you, sir. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council?
Madam President?
Yes, Mr. Street.
Here's the harsh reality. In 2007, the city of Wilmington did sue Christina School District then Mayor Baker asked me to be actively involved in that litigation. And I said, of course, Mr. Mayor, but if we're going to win, why don't we take the state in and do this correctly? And his response was, I'm not doing anything to make the state angry. They just gave me $12 million. That $12 million was money that had been designated via the hotel tax. At $12 million a day is $7 million, is 7% of the city's budget. And this is a matter, in my opinion now, of fundamental fairness. If indeed the city was allowed through the General Assembly to increase its budget by 7% through this tax, then certainly we as a comparable government, comparably situated, should be allowed to do the same thing.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment again. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18046.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardin?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
No.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Seldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
Thank you. Next, R18047, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Resolution 18-047 be read in by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18047, urging the Delaware General Assembly to partially restore the paramedic reimbursement rate for state-mandated county paramedic services to 50% to help address the increased demands for service.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I had reviewed over the conversation that we had had in committee, and as I mentioned, this is in concert with the administration. Both the administration and council feel that this is warranted. And this is just one more example of why we need to look for other sources of revenue. The state of Delaware regulates the paramedic program, but they're fast on reducing the cost sharing of that service. The state of Delaware gave us animal control, took it back, but we pay for it. The state of Delaware took significant dollars from our volunteer fire, rescue, and emergency medical services and reduced it, and they need help, and we can't give it to them. So this is just another example of trying to get some things restored in good faith, but at the same time, if we don't start looking for other sources of revenue and become a little creative, we're going to have a hard time providing the services that we do in the future.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18047.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardin?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R18047 is passed. Next, moving on to ordinances, 018-014. Mr. Smiley?
Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Elect Resolution 18-014, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18014, amend the FY2018 capital budget, appropriate $100,000 from the Newcastle County Technology Fee Account, $91,939.36 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account, and $25,000 from the Clerk of the Peace Technology Fee Account, totaling $216,939.36 to the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 Capital Project.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. This is the companion ordinance to the earlier resolution, 18-042, and this is the ordinance that will spend the money that we, in the amended capital plan, to update the technology for the EMS service in the county.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on L18-014.
Ms. DeVoe?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doran?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
018-014 is passed. Next, 018-095, Mr. Bell.
Excuse me. It's Mr. Patrick needs to go through the process of withdrawing for the legislation.
Okay.
018-015.
Clerk of Council.
Point of order, can you, Madam President? Can you just announce ordinance 17095 and ask that the clerk of council read it?
One moment. Okay. I was asked earlier if you could do it a little bit differently. So,
Patrick wanted to withdraw 18-015, so we need to go through the process of doing that on the floor of council.
Just make it on the record that you're withdrawing it.
Yeah.
It'll be noted as such.
Thank you. Okay, 018-015. Thank you. I request that ordinance 18-015 be withdrawn.
Thank you. Next, 018-095, Mr. Bell.
A point of order, that's 17095.
18015 is what we have here.
For the withdrawn.
Yeah. For the withdrawn, yes.
Yes. But then you went on to 095, which is a 17 versus an 18.
018-095. No?
17. That's what's on the agenda. That's what's on the bill.
Okay. 017-095. I have it differently here, mine. Okay. Mr. Bell.
Yes, Madam President. Resolution 17-095, 17-096 remain on the table.
Okay. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 017-095.
Stays on the table.
Yeah, it's being tabled.
Just stays.
Same thing with the next one. It'll be the same process.
018-096?
No. 095 and
096
are both tabled.
If they're remaining there's nothing to do.
Right.
Remaining on the table. Okay, you had written it's.
I thought they would be tabled.
017-0 is table. Remain table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was reiterated in committee today as well.
Right, and that's what we have. Mm-hmm. Next, R18049, Mr. Powers.
I move that resolution 18-049 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Resolution 18049, honoring the life of William H. Bullock and expressing condolences to his family and friends.
Mr. Powers?
Yes, Mr. Bullock is one of my neighbors. He worked down at Legislative Hall for quite a few years, and he passed away last week.
Okay, any other comments or questions from council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18049.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R18049 is passed. Next, does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting is adjourned.